Track 11. Go back down to the corner of 138th Street. Turn left, cross the boulevard, and continue half a block east on 138th Street. Stop to look at the large church in the middle of the block. Abyssinian Baptist Church is one of the oldest churches in New York City, founded in 1808 in Lower Manhattan. The congregation moved to Harlem in 1920. Look carefully at the building. Consider its size, structure, building materials, and architectural style. Take a picture of it if you like. What word would you use to describe it? Unlike most of the buildings that Black Harlemites used, Abyssinian was built after Harlem had begun to become a Black neighborhood, and it was built by and for African Americans, many of them volunteering their labor. Abyssinian's parishioners were urban and sophisticated. Many of them came from families that had lived in New York and worshipped at Abyssinian for generations. Many of them lived up on Sugar Hill. Consider how people like that might respond to country people with country habits and style, the kind of people who might be attending a storefront church. Look at the pictures you took of those storefront churches on 135th Street. Compare them to Abyssinian. Imagine this church through the eyes of a newly arrived migrant from the rural South in 1920. Abyssinian holds hundreds of people. Think about that number in relation to the size of the small farming communities many of these migrants came from. Thinking about it that way, are you surprised that many rural migrants preferred small storefront churches like Widows Mite? Abyssinian is the seventh church we've passed on our tour today in about seven blocks. Harlem is home to hundreds of houses of worship and has been for decades. The variety of religious experience here is remarkable, and again, highlights the diversity and vibrancy of Harlem as a community. These churches have also served as centers of politics. Adam Clayton Powell Jr. is a prime example of the church politics connection. Powell was the pastor of this church from the 1930s until 1971, and he also represented Harlem in the U.S. Congress for much of that time. Powell became a powerful force in Congress for civil rights and the minimum wage.